All right, good morning, good morning. We are holding Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is continuing its conversation from yesterday in discussing if the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, when it says in the second line that if the oven is heated up with Gefes and Eitzim, which is the normal way to heat something up, and it's the higher heat, so you're not allowed to lo yitein ad sheyigrif. You're not allowed to put anything on it until you perform Grufa, which we explained yesterday means clearing out the ashes, or Ketuma, which is covering the ashes over, but basically mitigating the fire. And the question is, what does that loyitin mean? Does it mean, loyitin, does it mean that you're not allowed to keep anything on it, even if it's fully cooked, or until it's fully cooked? And we'll discuss past that soon. But are you not allowed to put anything on it, even on Erev Shabbos, to keep it rolling on Shabbos? Or does it mean that you're allowed to keep something on Shabbos, but if you take it off, you're not allowed to return it? So the Gemara brings a proof about 12 lines down. That's only prohibited. This that it says in the Mishnah, that there's a heter in the Mishnah to do something, is only permitted if it's on top of the fire. If you can imagine a cardboard box, let's just imagine, and this that it's mutter is the only mutter to put it on top of the box, which is the normal place to put it. But if you're putting it inside the box, where there's even more heat, then that where the actual fire is, like amongst the coals, that is taka going to be prohibited. So now, says the Gemara, if you say that this heter in the Mishnah is, that it says in the Mishnah, lo yitain, do not perform something, is referring to chazara, unless grufa ketuma is done. So Rashi over here goes and he says, therefore, it would be permitted lechatchila to perform shihia, even if the food is not fully cooked. If that's true, so that's where we can explain that there's a difference between if you keep it on top of the fire, because then it's not actually touching the coals, and in the fire. So even if it's actually touching the coals, then taka would be usher. But if you say that the heter, that this that it says lo yitin means referring to even shehiya, that even shehiya it's only permitted if you perform grufa and ketuma first. So then mali toicha mali al gaba. What's the difference? Once you perform grufa and ketuma, what's the difference? So then obviously this that Rav says that it's mutter to do on top and not inside is obviously only talking about after grufa and ketuma, because that's the only time anything is mutter anyways. So therefore, says the Gemara, if it's mutter only after grufa and ketuma, and we're talking about shehiyos, then what's the difference between on top and inside? What's their possible difference? Says the Gemara, "Mi savad rav chelboy agarishakoy asayifakoy." No, says the Gemara. Now here's where there is a twist, and we'll finish the Gemara with Rashi, but then I'll tell you Tosfos's two questions. "Mi savad rav chelboy?" No, says the Gemara. Rav chelboy, this that rav chelboy said that this X is only permitted if is. This that it's only permitted is if it's on top and not on the inside, is not going on the first line of the Mishnah, which says, don't put it. Which, something is meduyik there, unless it's grufa ketuma. Rather, it's going on the seifa, which says that it's mutter to do chazara if it's grufa and ketuma. It's going on a seifa kayu, beit selo imrim af machzirin. And on that, that's only on top of it. Inside is ataka aser. So the Gemara at this point is now introducing that chazara ataka me, that to do chazara ataka make a difference between on top and inside. And the question is, like Rashi said earlier, I mean, what should the difference possibly be? Once there's no coals in there, so then who cares if you're on top of the fire or inside the fire? So, I mean, if we're talking about ketuma, where there's ash spread, so then I think I could come up with a difference. Because if it's grufa that there's nothing there at all, so then I'm amish don't hear, and then the Gemara's kasha originally wasn't, there's no difference between putting it on top of the fire and inside, putting it on top of the box or the kira and inside the kira. What could the difference possibly be? But now that we're talking about if we're talking about ketuma, then I think I could hear a difference, because there's a big difference between putting it on top of the fire, where even though it's ketuma, so therefore the fire is not as hot, it's nevertheless going to be mutter, and putting it inside the box, where you're actually playing around with the actual coals. So then your placement of the of the pot there will, even under the ketuma, it's very strong chashash that there's some flickering and embers of the coals that are still around. So I could hear a difference there. So that's the Gemara's teretz, if we're talking about ketuma. The problem is, so then, and this is what Tosfos asks on Rashi, so then why did Rashi originally have to say that the Gemara is referring to shehiya? But without delving into Tosfos too much, we're just going to stick with Rashi and we're going to explain it the way we said it. So why did Rashi at the beginning say this? I don't know, I guess because it's easier to say it that way. But But Lamaisa, that's the way we have Rashi over here. Tashma, the Gemara continues, Beis Kirois HaMatimois. If you have two ovens that are matim, that are twins, so there's two kiros sitting side by side. One of them is Achas Grufa Kduma, one of them is already performed Grufa Kduma, you already had the ashes cleared out. Achas She'en Grufa V'en Kduma. The halacha is Mashin Agabi Grufa V'Kduma, V'en Mashin Al She'en Grufa V'en Kduma. You're allowed to keep it on the one that was Garf and Kutum, but you cannot do Shehiyah on the one that's not Garf and not Kutum. Umayin Mashin, what are you allowed to do Shehiyah? So this following opinion is Reb Meir's opinion, and it's more Chomer than our Mishnah. You can't do anything. Even after Grufa and Kuduma, you can't do Shehiyah. Beis Halamim, you could do only hot water. Cham and Avalei Tavshan. Now, obviously, this is more Chomer than our Mishnah, which for Beis Hillel allowed even cooked foods, not only hot water. And Akar, once you perform Akira, no Heter for Chazar at all. Divrei HaKol, Lo Yachzer, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Much more Chomer than our Mishnah's, reflects our Mishnah's opinion. Rabbi Huda Amr, Beis Shamayim, more like our Mishnah. Cham and Avalei Tavshan, Beis Hillel, Cham and Avalei Tavshan, Beis Shamayim, Noitelen, Avalei Mavzirin, Beis Hillel, Av Mavzirin. So now says the Gemara, I'm a Bishlama, Lisha Yisran. If you say that our Mishnah, when it says Lo Yitin in the Reisha, it refers to Shehiyah. So then, our Mishnah is a beautiful reflection of Rabbi Huda's opinion. Masnis in Bani Rabbi Huda. Eli Yamad Lahagzir tonight. What if you say our Mishnah is reflective of the opinion of Rabbi Huda? Masnis in Bani. Who does our Mishnah follow? Loi Rabbi Huda, Veloi Rabbi Meir. I Rabbi Meir, Kash Lebe Shama Bechada, Ulebe Silo Batarti. If it follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, so then Beishama is wrong on one account. And Rashi explains. According to Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says you're allowed to do Shehiyah on Chamin, but if it's not, according to the way we're saying now, if you don't perform, if you don't perform Gruf and Ketumah, it would be mutter to perform Shehiyah on at least hot water. And over here, Rabbi Meir is saying that Beis Shammai, even if it's Garuf, you can't do anything. So certainly if it's not Garuf, and it's all one question, because according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says there's no heter at all for anything. So the whole thing is like, well, Beis Shammai doesn't work with our Mishnah. So Rashi calls that one kasha. And in Beis Hillel, it's two kashas. Because in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel permits you to do Shehiyah on Chamin and Tavshil, even if it's not Garuf. And here it says only with Garuf, it's only permitted with Chamin. And not a cooked food. Chamin is hot water. And by Eina Garuf, it's not mutter at all. So Rashi is considering this too. And with regards to Chazara also, it's messed up. Because our Mishnah says that it's permitted to do Chazara. And here it says it's not permitted to do Chazara. So it can't be, our Mishnah cannot be Rav Meir for two reasons. And if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha Grufa Ketuma. It's a Kasha. Because our Mishnah, according to this version, would be mutter Shia even without Gruf and Ketumah, and here it's only Mutter with Gruf and Ketumah, and the Gemara says La'ilam Emel Chalahavzir Tanan. Our Mishnah is referring to Chazara, and Gruf and Shia is Mutter even without Gruf and Ketumah, and our Mishnah is a third opinion. You don't have a third opinion in Mishnayos. V'tanit Didan Sarvelak Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Balak Lebechada, and he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda at least in one count with regards to Chazara and things like that, but with regards to Shia, that's where he agrees. Sarvelak Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, Bechaman of Tavs of Anudin Matzino, Balak Lebechada. The Ilutanit Didan Sarvelashir Sarvav Bisha Einet Garufakatam. Rabbi Yehuda Sarver, Belishes Nami Garufakatam En Loi. So Ibailu, who questions the Gemara, Ma'am Lismech, a new kasha, new Gemara. What's Allah? Are you assuming that it's not Garuf Katum? Are you allowed to go ahead and put a pot of fire, a pot of food next to the fire? Not on the fire or in the fire? On next to it. Ma, what's the din? Toich v'gaba is usr. Ava lismech ba is shaper dummy. Inside and on it it's usr, but to put it next to it is permitted. Aydam aloshna, or perhaps there's no difference. Tashima, the Gemara comes and proves. Shtei kiros hamat imois. The Gemara brings the same brisa again. Two ovens that are twins. One is garuf v'kadum, achas garuf v'kadum, achas she'en garuf v'ekaduma. Mashen al gabi garuf v'kadum v'af al gav dilko solikla havala mi'idach. Now over here, it's as if it's samach, because lemaisa, you're right, the oven that it's on is garuf and katum. But it's next to something that's not garuf and not katum. So, we see that being next to it does not affect anything. We see that it's permitted to be next to it. Because it's next to the one that's not Garuf and Katum. Mashin al-Gabi Grufa, Ketumah v'Afagav de-Kosal, even though heat is coming from the other one. Says the Gemara, no proof. Dilma, shiny hasam, the cave in the middle. Over here, it's no proof because it's on top of the fire. And since it's on top of the fire, technically there's a lot of air space in between the heat, in between the pot and the second fire. So maybe that airspace is what mitigates the heat, and that's what's mutter. Our question was if it's permitted to put it right up close to the Kira. On the ground, right close to the Kira, where there's no airspace mitigating any heat. So, since it's hanging, shalot by avir, it's around air, and therefore that's why it's mutter. Toshimah the Gemara proves, the Amar of Safra, Amar of Chiyah, Kitma Venis Lahavsa, if you put on the if you put on the ash and it gets rekindled, so you did ketuma, but it didn't work. The halacha is you're allowed to perform smicha, and you're allowed to perform and you're allowed to do shihiyah. And you're allowed to take it off. You're allowed to you're allowed to take something off of it, and you're allowed to return to it. Shmami, now what we can prove from here, that lismechnami, that to do smicha also, kitma en, specifically if you had kitima, specifically if you did kitima, that's what's mutter. And loy kivna loy. And if you didn't do kitima, if you didn't do this sprinkling of the ash, then it would be aser. The Gemara says, "Uli tamech, noitli mimena de katani." The Gemara says, "One second, there were four things that were said. There was allowed to do smicha, and you're allowed to do mekayim, it's a shehiyah, and you're allowed to take it off, and you're allowed to put it back. So, taking it off, do you need a special heter for taking it off? Ketima to take it off? Of course not. So, why does it say it? It only says it because it wants to contrast it with chazara, that you're allowed to put it back. So, over here, it says smicha because it wants to bring it, it wants to talk about putting it on top of it. It's only permitted if you do ketima, obviously not. And the Gemara says, what shaykh is? In order for you to say put back, you have to say take off. But over here, in order to say shehiyah, must you also say that you're allowed to put it next to it? So therefore it says taking off in order to say putting back. Soimchin is in one place and mekayim is in one place. So the Gemara therefore knocks off this riot, and in fact, if anything, it leads towards the other way, the other direction. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, "My havila, what's lamaisa?" And the Gemara brings a brisa which says, "Beferish tashema kirush esikua begefas v'etzim." If you have an oven that is heated up with gefas and etzim, soim chenla, you are allowed to place a pot of fire next to it. However, v'ein mekayimin, you're not allowed to do shehiyah el imkein grufa ukduma. So we see, even according to the position of the Rabbanan, who says that you're not allowed to do shehiyah unless it's fully cooked. Nevertheless, they agree that soim chen is permitted. Gechalim she'amu, if you have gechalim that are whispering, they went out, or you placed on top of it some, you know, flax, that's harehik ketuma. So the Gemara finishes off with that raya, that smicha is permitted, even according to the Rabbanan. Amar of Yitzchak bar Nachmani. By the way, that's the heter for hot plates nowadays, that the reason is because it's in an area that, even though it's getting hot, it's in an area, obviously we're not chayv, you know, we're not talking about Bishal Gomer, but it's in an area that is not getting, that is not normally placed for cooking there. We don't have the restrictions of Shehi or Chazar. Amar of Yitzchak bar Nachmani, Amar Vaishya, Kitma Vahuvara. If a person puts out the fire and it relights, Mashna lecham and shechmu kol tzarcha, v'tavsha shal bishal kol tzarcha. There you're able to perform Shehiya and on both hot water and tavshil. We can prove from here that something, says the Gemara, explains Rashi, that it's got to be talking, that's the chiddush over here, it's got to be talking about even an item that will get better as time goes on. It's talking about an item that will get better as time goes on. In other words, a chalent could be fully cooked after 6 hours, let's say. Fully cooked, 100%. But it will get better. Everybody will be masking that a chalent that cooks 8 hours is even better. And it's fully cooked at 6, but it's 110% at 8 hours. So that's considered mistamik v'yafalei. Now, of course, there is a stage where it gets too cooked, like my chalent this past week. So that will get too cooked. That's 100. That starts called mistamik v'rale. It stays on the fire and it gets worse. But at this point, we're talking about getting from 100% to 110%. The Gemara says, what else would it be the chiddush, says Rashi. And therefore, we can prove that even if you hold that, shehiyah is aser, but nevertheless, from 100% to 110% is mutter. Says the Gemara, no proof. Because shayne hacha that you performed ketima, shayne hacha the kitma. Says the Gemara, yachin my memras, what's the chiddush? So if you perform kitma, so then everything's mutter. The Gemara says, the chiddush is huvara, it's tuchle, even though it reignited. Ma'u the same makeven the huvara, since it reignited, hadra lele milsa kamaisa, it goes back to the original heter, it goes back to the original iser, kamash milan, that once you perform kitma, even though it reignited, it's still mutter. Amar abba bar bachanam, rabbi yechanan kitma, v'huvara, v'mashna lecham, v'shuchma kol tzorcha, v'tavsha shabisha kol tzorcha. If you, the same halacha. Even if they're made out of coals that are very flammable and are hard to put out. Says the Gemara, Shmamin of its stomach, Yafalei's mutter. The Gemara, no, same conversation as the Bushra. Shani hacha the kitma. Yachi mai lememra. Hovar is tuchalei. Says the Gemara, Hainu hacha. It's exact same memra. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, the chiddush is gecholim shal reisim itzpichalei. Even if it's these flammable coals. Amr of Sheshis. Rav Sheshis is opinion. Amr of Yechid. And Kirush is sikur begefes of eitzim mashne lechamin shal uch mekolts. Okay. He passes like Chananya that it is permitted to place chamin on there that is not fully ready. It's Michael Ben Josai, it's Michael Ben Josai, but it is not fully ready. Okay. But once you do take it off, you can't do chazara unless you have a blech there, unless you did gruf and ketuma. Because he holds that our Mishnah is referring to the Isra is chazara, and Avalisha is, but with regards to shehiyah, that's mashin. You're able to do shehiyah, Avalisha ain't a garva, ain't a katim. Amarava tarvayo tanino. Both of what you just said, the halachas of Shia and Chazar, are already meforish and mishnayas. Lisha is tanina, as it states in the first parak that we saw already. Einu is tanisa pas b'teicha taner im chashecha. One is not permitted to put bread inside an oven close to shkia. V'loi chararo al gabi gecholim, or a cookie on top of coals. El gadesh yikr mupaneha, unless it's the face of it. In other words, it starts to crust over. In other words, it starts to get cooked. But hakar mupaneha, but if once it starts to cook, shari, it's permitted. And lahach zanami tanina. Lahach is our Mishnah meforish based. Halamim af mach. It's only mutter with groof and kedumah. Avu b'she'ini groof and kedumah loy. Says the Gemara, "Ena chanami." Rav Sheshes nami. Do kedumah stisu kamash malan. He's just coming to explain the Mishnayos. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. Amar Rav Yechanan. Kirush is tugu begefas of eitz mashne latavsha shabisha kol tzorkev chamet shochem kol tzorken. A different opinion in the name of Rav Yechanan. That if I can't, it's only mutter to do shehiyah if it's totally cooked. However, the chiddush is vafilu mitzdamik viyafalei. What do you mean? According to the opinion, the position of the Rabbanan, mitzdamik v'yafalei, from 100 to 110% it's mutter. L'chadchila, l'rabu Shmuel bar Yehuda, ha'rabu Shmuel, l'rabu Shmuel bar Yehuda, ha'rabu Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayim, mitzdamik v'yafalei, is aser. It says it's aser. You don't think I know that? Ki kamin l'chal Rabbi Yechanan kamin. I was saying over Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. You in Bavel, who you go with like Rav and Shmuel, Avidik Rav and Shmuel, you have to pass like Rav and Shmuel that 100% to 110% is Aser. However, Anan, Aser, Neres Yisrael, Navik Rav Yechanan, that even though it's going to be Aser to go with, even though 100%, up to 100% is Aser, but 100 to 110% is 10% is Mutter. And Lamai, so we go with Hananya that anything past at least 50% is mutter. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Yosef Ma'alishis. What's the halacha? Amalei Ha'Rav Yehuda Mashalei. Rav Yehuda was Mashal. Amalei Va'achal and he ate it. Amalei Barmanet Rav Yehuda. Don't bring a raya from Rav Yehuda. They came in the Mesukin who he was a Mesukin. He was a Chayla. And therefore, a lot of times he relied on kulas or he was cooked even on Shabbos itself if he needed to. Afilu b'Shabbos Namishar L'me'evedle. Because it was permitted for him to cook on Shabbos. So maybe he was relying on kulas over here. But leave a lochmai. What's the halacha? Amalei Basur Mashu, and Sur the Taka did it. The Har of Nachman, where Yitzchak Mori to Uvdahavi, he was the Bucky in the Sugya, Umashalei Vachal, and he used to do Shehiyah. So he passed in like Chernanya. Amar Rashi, Kaimna came to Rav Huna, I was standing in front of Rav Huna, Vishayin like Kaisi the Harsana, and I did Shehiyah on this dish of fish, Vachal, and he ate it from me. Veloya then, I don't know, Imishim the Kosovar Mitzamek Vyavalez Mutter, Imishim the Kaimna the Ispay Mecha Mitzamek Varalehu. I don't know if the Pshat is that he held it was going from 100 to 110% and it's Mutter, or he held that no, it's overcooking. And therefore, that's why he didn't mind. Amr of Nachman, Mitztamek, V'yafalei is Aser, Mitztamek V'yafalei is Mutter, and Rav Nachman Taka came along and he passed, and that something that's Mitztamek V'yafalei is Mut is Aser, going from 100 to 110% is Aser, like Rav and Shmuel, but Mitztamek V'yafalei is Mutter, and Klala de Milsa says the Gemara, called the Isbemecha, anything that has flour in it is Mitztamek V'yafalei, Labar, except for Mitavsa de Lifta, something that is made out of turnips. The Afagav de Isbemecha, even if it has flour in it, it's Mitztamek V'yafalei, it continues to get better. V'hani Mila de Isbebiser, that's only if it has meat in it. Avales Bebiser, but if it doesn't have meat in it, it's Mitztamek V'yafalei, and it's Taka, the more it's on the fire, it gets worse. However, even if it has meat, it's dafka. If you don't need it for orchin, have a kaboy le orchin. If you need it for guests, then it's mstamik v'ralehu. Then you don't want to leave it on the fire too much because the meat will dissolve. Says the Gemara, lift the dice and tamay aram mstamik v'ralehin. Dishes made out of figs, wheat, and tamari or dates are all mstamik v'ralehin. Okay, so we'll stop over here for the day. Have a great Rabbi Yisai.